Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Permian Basin International Oil Show. Spectacular. Here we are at the Permian Basin podcast party sponsored by the Wireline Group. I'm being joined by Scott Thoreau.
Dario,
I apologize. I apologize because I just met you, and I don't even think we introduced ourselves here. Very short if we did, so say it one more time.
Scott Terrio
is with us with Danos. Did I pronounce that right?
Yes, Danos.
Danos was the other choice, but we went with Danos, so thank you for that. I appreciate you coming by here today. What do you think of the show?
It's pretty big. It's the first time I've been here, so a lot of activity going on, a lot of people.
You know, there's a whole other building of exhibitors, too.
Yes.
And I think there's even another one, too, after that. Boy, it is a great show, lots to see. I wonder if anybody can get in all the booths, actually, in 3 days. It's get your steps in for sure.
That's right.
So what is it that Danos does in the oil and gas industry first, and then afterwards, specifically, what you do in the oil and gas industry? Start with the company. Give us the elevator pitch. Give us the genesis. What happened? How'd it go?
Yeah, so Danos has been around for, it's going on 75 years now, providing oil field services. So production, labor, construction, coatings, those type of service lines. And then specifically, my service line that we just really started up this year is I2MS, which is Intelligent Integrated Material Solutions.
Okay.
We're really taking control of the materials management market and providing a full service line to the industry.
Boy, you know, you mentioned the coating business. That has changed so much in the last 8 to 10 years with innovation.
Yes.
And I don't think people understand, you know, whether it's nanotechnology or some sort of synthetics or new metallic thing. I'm just amazed at how something people see on a regular basis, like a coating, has got its own supply chain. Just it blows me away. So anything you want to add about the innovation when it comes to that in terms of how it's impacting the energy industry?
Yeah, I think I2MS and the division that I'm managing now, what's special about our offering is we got partnerships with technology companies. So instead of our clients having to go out and purchase these tools, whether it's an inventory optimization tool or a warehouse management system, we take care of those relationships with those partners, and then we bring a true service offering to our customers.
How about when it comes to outside the oil and gas industry? Are you guys specifically oil and gas industry? Do you take business outside of the oil and gas industry, either through, you know, municipalities or anything like that?
No, we're definitely venturing outside oil and gas, so it's any asset-intensive industry, so utilities. We're having conversations with a paper company. So
paper?
Yeah.
Still paper companies around. It's good. I'm a former publisher, so I'm all right, still fighting the fight. I like to hear that, paper. Talk to me a little bit about either it's the ESG movement or the environmental side of things. You know, we mentioned the innovation side of things. How about the environmental side? Are you guys at all involved with that or taking a look in any way towards that?
Yeah, we do have a new renewables division that
Oh, you do?
Yes.
Okay.
That we've spun off. So doing some work there with some solar panel companies. So yeah, we're definitely seeing a turn there and a need for that from our customers.
And you specifically now, how is it that you, or what talents are you bringing to the energy industry, I guess?
So anything really specifically with supply chain. So,
okay.
Inventory control, right? We take control of our client's inventory and really put a plan so they could see exactly what they have on their books, right?
One of the interesting interviews that we had was from Dr. Natalie Simpson out of the University of Buffalo, New York. And she's a national and international expert when it comes to supply chain crisis management. And she's been in the news because of the hurricanes and because of the Huntington Beach spill and a number of different things. And so we had her on basically to talk solution-based journalism, not to point fingers, to say, what are we learning from this right now? And what she mentioned was the supply chain is more of a web, and it's the communication gaps where the chain seems to be having some issues. Just, you're nodding a little bit,
yeah.
So I'm glad because, folks, we didn't plan these questions, and some of these questions, you know, are a little bit difficult at times, and that is one because it goes against conventional thought. One of the things that's good about the oil and gas industry, I think, is that they can tell the story if they want. And part of that, I believe, is the supply chain, honestly. Just what's your thoughts on the communication and the supply chain and the web and the all that?
Yeah, I think when you talked about storms and those type of things, it really affects our business, and communication's key. So a lot of our facilities were messed up and for our clients, and we had to adjust and be agile and move to different locations along the Gulf Coast. We're still operating out of Galveston, some parts of our business that we were operating out of Houma, mm-hmm. Louisiana. So having those pieces in place and being able to communicate those changes when they need to happen is definitely key.
And one question I do like to ask people is, because, you know, the oil and gas industry is very diverse, very vast. We joke, you got the midstream, the upstream, the downstream, the salmon stream, the trout stream. I mean, you know, the cafe is just as important as a lot of the other ones.
Right.
Who specifically is your customer? Is it the operators? Is it anybody in the industry? Who's, you know, I like to ask people, who is your customer?
Yeah. Basically right now is the operators.
That's what we figured, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And how can those operators get in touch with you?
They can get in touch with us at through danos.com, or our new website for our service line is i2ms.pro, and they can contact us through there.
Great. Any final thoughts as we conclude?
No, I appreciate you having us on the show.
Thank you, Scott. I appreciate it. Thank you. And that's going to do it for this interview here at the Permian Basin International Oil Show Spectacular, here from the podcast party. Presented by the Wireline Group. My name is Jason Spies with The Crude Life. Thank you, folks.